I need your touch once again, Lord. Oh, yeah. I need your touch once again. I need your touch once again.
I'm calling.
Would you turn me around, Jesus? Would you give me a brand new life right now? I need a touch of your touch once again. Would you renew me, Jesus? Would you turn me around?
I need your touch.
Love me, Lord, once again. Would you search for the last time now?
Thank you. Brought me through all my ups and downs. I just want to say he's the best thing that happened to me. I would have been down and out, lost in my way. I would have died had it not been for the Lord. He loved you, oh, the best thing, the best thing, the best thing. Oh, the best thing to you, child of God. Has he brought you out of the deep, mighty day? Is it the best thing to you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, yeah, the enemy would have followed us. That is the best thing I think.
Doctor to me, everybody.
Happy and blessed. Lift our voices and just begin to let out your own song, begin to sing out your own song of worship.
Now and always. settle down some. We need you to sing this song with us. Listen up, listen up.
God of creation, there at the start before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, behind the billion galaxies are born. The vapor of your breath.
We'll be right back. the voices, come on. Your promise still stands, say, promise. His promises still stand. We are still here. Oh. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. We are still. We're still in love. Take that home with you. This is our confidence. God, you never fail me. And he never will.
And I never will. Oh.
Listen, let us worship, let us sing. Hallelujah to the King. Let us raise our voices high. Praise the name of Jesus Christ.
call you Lord. We call you Adonai. You are our Lord. Hallelujah. Broso mangia. At the mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? 'Cause at the mention
of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord.
Cause at the mention of your name,
yeah, every
knee
must bow,
yeah,
you are Lord.
Mm-hmm. Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess,
you are Lord.
Yes, you are. Jesus, you are Lord.
Oh, oh,
it's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord.
Jesus, you are Lord.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord. Lord. Yes, you are.
Oh,
yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
Yeah. Now can we just call on his name together?
But I know here in the middle Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blesses each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline.
Good afternoon, everyone. Again, I am Reverend Frances Good Holloway, your Thursday Power of Prayer Minister. And we will go from 12:30 until 1 o'clock. So we thank you so much for taking out your time to come and be with us this afternoon. I thank God for the opportunity to come forth and encourage us, our people of God, with the Word of God. And not just us, but for the nation. Thank God for Overseer Pastor Thurlin for allowing me to be part of this dedicated prayer warrior line Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So today, as I was thinking about what God would have me to say today and seeking his face, he dropped the word hope into my spirit, and I'm like, hope. Yes, hope, H-O-P-E. And that's such a small word, but it's a powerful word in our walk with the Lord. But unfortunately, so many people, young and old, have lost hope because of all of the negative things that are going on in the world today. But we have to remember that God knows everything that's going on in this world, and it does not surprise him or move him because he is in control as he always has been. When he had Moses to deliver his people out of Egypt, God knew what he was doing. He knew the people had been there for over 400 years, but there was a purpose for that. And the same God back then is the same God right now, and he is able to deliver us out of all of our calamities, things that are going on in this world that we have no control over. We only have control over ourselves as we seek God for answers. Because, see, the Israelites had been in captivity again for 40 years, and when God sent Moses to deliver them, they had forgotten who they were. Now, they were God's chosen people, but because they had been there for so many years, they had lost all hope. But according to the Bible, the journey took about 40 years when it should have been shorter time, and it was extended period due to their disobedience and lack of faith and how they put Moses through, the one that came to lead them out. But Jeremiah 29:11, God says to him, "But I know the plans," and he is saying it to us today, people of faith. He said, "I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I want you to just kind of focus in on the word hope. And then Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." Psalm 33:20-22 said, "We put our hope in the Lord. He is our protector and our help, and we are glad because of him. We trust in his holy name." It said, "May your constant love be with us, Lord, as we put our hope in you." So we use that small word more than we even think. But today, let's learn how important the word hope, to believing that if God said it, he will bring it to pass. Now, what does the Bible say about hope? Hope denotes a desire with expectation, right? A belief in the possibility, prospect of obtaining something you pray for. And it is trust with confidence, expectation of the good, not the evil. The Bible not only describes hope as one of the greatest virtues, Lord. For 1 Corinthians 13:13 said, three things will last forever. And they are faith, hope, and love. But the greatest is love. And although love is the greatest, faith, hope, and love all work together in order for them to work in our lives. We can't leave one of them out. Hebrews 11:1 said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it. Faith is something we don't see, but we believe as we pray that God is going to do it if we pray according to God's will. And Paul wrote that love endures forever. We're talking about love. In the morally corrupt Corinth, love had become a mixed-up term with little meaning to the people back then. But today, people are still confused about love. Love is the greatest of all human qualities and is an attribute of God himself. Why? Because God is love. 1 John 4:8 says, and anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. Love involves unselfish service to others. And we got to remember that. We're talking about faith, love, and hope. But we're focusing on love because God wants us to love unselfishly. And faith is the foundation and the content of God's messages. Because without faith, you will not know how to love, because you will not know how to trust anyone, not even God. But let's see what it says about hope. Hope is the attitude and focus you are. It is the focus. Love is action. And when faith and hope are in line, you are free to love completely because you understand how God loves us. And you also are able to hope because hope is being that assurance. Hope is that assurance that something is going to happen when you pray, or when you seek God, or when situations happen in your life that you just don't understand and you have no way to make it right. And God is saying, be still and see my salvation. Sometimes we don't hear that small voice telling us to be still. So we try to work it out. But 1 Peter 1:3 says, this lively hope. Lively means something that is living, that has no element of uncertainty. It doesn't have any kind of element of uncertainty. For it is guaranteed by Jesus' resurrection from the dead. So be careful how you answer questions about your faith. Be careful. Be very careful. Because sometimes even Christians who have been saved a long time, when we're going through something and someone will ask you a question, and number one, you may say, are you saved? And some people will say, I hope so. Or do you think you're going to get that job that you just applied for? I hope so. Or how do you feel about today? How do you feel today? Oh, so-so. And so let's be careful with these words that you throw out that doubt hope, because hope is resting in Christ's unchanging grace. Even when we can't see or feel him, our hope is in his oath, his covenant, and his blood. Now, the new covenant represents God's promise to his people, forgiving their sins and allowing them to choose through their will whether to follow him or not. God does not make us follow him. He has given us a free will to hope, therefore, in the Lord. And so as we come together today, we come looking at hope. Not just if something happens, or I hope something will happen, or well, if it does, then it's okay. No, let's make our election sure. Let's know who we are in Christ. Let us be sure that we know that we are saved to the utmost, and not just hope we are saved, but that we are truly, truly saved, and that when we call upon the name of the Lord in spirit and in truth, that we know without a doubt that he hears our prayer, and he will truly answer us by and by. It may not come right then, but because we hope in him, in other words, because we put our trust in him, because we have a blessed assurance that he is our God, the lifter up of our head, that he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And if you're not sure of your salvation, if you have any doubt, always go to the word of God or go to someone you trust and talk to them about it. Don't be afraid, because there are times when even though we are saved, and especially in the very early part of salvation, there are a lot of things that we don't know. And the words that work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling, but there are things that we can work it out with others, seasoned saints, people who know that they know that they know because they've already been there, because we all had to start from somewhere. So when the word of God comes forth and the minister, pastor say, ask who wants to give their life to the Lord, and he reminds them of Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus has saved you, thou shalt be saved. And you may not understand all of that at that point, but don't give up, because you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Yes, there is hope in him. There is blessed assurance that he is right there with you. But you have to learn along the way, as I did and everyone else did, by staying faithful to church, by staying faithful to the small groups that God assigned you to help you to grow. And so as we continue to think about the covenant that God has promised us, his people, forgiving our sins, allowing us to choose through our own will, we have to say, God, thank you. We have to say we praise your holy and righteous name for what you are doing in our lives. So I hope you have learned. I hope you have learned. And I believe, God, that because he gave this to me, that you have learned that hope is more than wishing. Hope is an assurance that God is going to do what he says he is going to do. And for us, if we live according to his word now, condition, if we live according to his word, don't go out there and steal something, go to court and hope that God, Lord, I hope you get, no, that's not it. You're testing God. Because you have to be accountable for what you have done, and you have to pay for what you have done. But when we say, God, my hope is in you, it's, God, I trust your word. I trust you to do in me what I cannot do for myself as I live this life before you. So let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God. And Father, we do come before you this afternoon thanking you for the encouragement of having our hope in you and you only, Father God. We call this Thankful Thursday because we thank you because you are our God for our salvation of our soul. That you did send your son to die for us. And for that, we are thankful, Father God. We thank you for rescuing us from the danger of hell, Father God. Sometimes we don't think about or look back and see what you have done in our lives. But we thank you on this Thankful Thursday for always being there for us, for providing for our every need, God. We thank you for fighting our battles. And when we did not know how to fight them ourselves, we thank you for good health and our family's good health, Father God, for favor that we can receive daily, even if we do not notice it. We thank you for protection over us. And over us and our household, Father God. On this Thankful Thursday, God, we thank you for mercies that you have extended to us that we did not even deserve. But because you love us so much, Father God, you extend mercy to us, Lord, And on this Thanksgiving Thursday, we continue to thank you for the wonderful families that you have given us, our church family and our biological family and the family that have attached themselves to us, Father, for grace that is sufficient for us. We thank you for your grace. Without your grace and mercy, we will be consumed, Father God, even though we are saved, Father God. There are things that we may say or do, Father, is not pleasing in your sight. But I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come back and repent, have a repentant heart. And Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that is available to us, always the blood that was shed on Calvary Cross, Father God, the blood that washed away our sins, Father God. And we don't take you for granted, Father, because without your mercy and your grace and the blood of Jesus, we would have been consumed by the enemy. But your love, Lord God, and our faith in you and our hope have kept us from fear, have kept us from being consumed by the enemy, Father. Yes, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you said you will raise a standard against that enemy, Father, that you came that we may have life, the Zoe life and the abundant life, Father God. So, Father, we thank you that how you remind us every day that hope in you is blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. That we are heirs of salvation, that we are purchased of you, God. We are born of your Spirit. Hallelujah. And truly, we are washed in your blood. And, Father, we make this our story on this thankful Thursday by praising our Savior all the day long. Because, Father, it was our faith, hope, and love for you that lifted us. And for that, we said, thank you, Father God. When we were seeking deep in sin with no hope, it was you that when we were far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained with sin, seeking to rise no more. Hallelujah. It was you, the master of the sea, heard our despairing cry, and from waters lifted us. And now that, Father, we are safe with you. Father, we just thank you for your love and your mercy, Father God. We thank you that we sing those songs, but help us to live those songs, because those songs are so biblical scriptures, Father God, that we have to remember that we are safe in your arms, Lord God. We are safe in your arms. We thank you for your unfailing love to us in our household. We thank you, Father God, for giving us power and authority over the devil, and that you can cure all of our diseases, even, Father God, through doctors, if that is the way you have us to go. Help us, Lord, to trust you in every area of our life. Father, we thank you for forgiving our sins, Lord, and washing us in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you for being our strongest power. You said the righteous run in and say, hallelujah, they are saved. Father God, you are so good. You reward goodness, Father God. But truly, mercy and goodness shall follow us all the days of our life as we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Father, we thank you for giving us strength to go through every day, Father. There are people who cannot even get up. There are people that we are praying for that are going through, Father God. And we, Father God, have postured ourselves to be there, to pray them through it, Father God. That's what you call us to do. Not to leave anyone to themselves, but to come together. For your word said, where two or three come together, touching and agreeing on the same thing, there you are in the midst, Father God. And so we choose, Father God, to come together and continue to intercede, Father, for each one of us. And if there's anyone that's listening and the sound of my voice that are going through, I speak life into your body. I speak life into your mind. I speak life, the Zoe life that brings forth a life from death. You cannot give up because God has called us out of darkness. He says that he healed the broken heart. He healed the sick. He raises even the dead. There have been people close to dead, and because of their faith and their hope in God, he brought them back for a time period, Father God, to continue the ministry that he has given to you. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus. Anything in my life hindering me from hearing your voice, Father God, we ask you to remove it right now, Father God. We want to hear your voice in a stranger. We will not follow, Lord God. Every spiritual blindness hindering us from seeing you, God. Oh, I want to see you. I want to see your face, Father God. We cast out any spiritual blindness that causes us not to see you in the spirit. Every spiritual blindness hindering us from seeing the Shekinah glory, we cast you out right now in the name of Jesus. We speak, Lord God, and that you would direct our path in life. We ask you to order our footsteps, Father, and delight in every step that we take, Father God. We speak, Lord, and instruct to help us, instruct us about what we need to do with our lives, not just sit around and just mark time until we leave and go to heaven. Yes, we are heavenly bound and we are in Christ Jesus. But Lord, while we are here on this earth, we ask that you use us for your glory. For Lord, you said in Jeremiah 29:11, you have a plan for us, a plan of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end, Father God. You said if we call upon you, you will hear us and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not. And if we don't know what we are supposed to be doing while we are here on earth, God, you said ask and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Father God. Oh, Father God, help us, Lord, to know where you will have us to be in this walk together as a family of believers, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that there are people here that's listening in this day from all over the world, Father God. And I believe, Father God, you can touch many with one because you are God. You are God of a second chance. Regardless, Father, of what we have done in the past, Father God, our past become our future in you. So we thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in our life, Father God. And the areas that we are not sure, Father God, help us to make sure that we go to you. And then, Lord, we ask that you send people, Father God, right here on earth that can walk beside each one of the people that are going through or are not sure of what they need to do, Father. But you ultimately, Father God, through your Holy Spirit, lead and guide us in every area that you have chosen us to be in. But Lord, help us, Lord God, who are here on earth, to be that partner with someone, Father God, as they are going through, Father. Because you said, well, two or three gather in your name, you are there in the midst. That we don't have to go through alone, Father. You have a physical body right here on earth that we can partner with others as we are partnering with the prayer, power of prayer. So we can pray and we can reach the masses, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. We praise you, Father God, that this is not just something made up, but this was ordained by you, Father God, that we come, Father God, that we make our voices heard over the airway, that Jesus saves to the utmost, and that no one has to be lost because of your shed blood, God. Help us to remember. Help us to remember. And we thank you for standing by your word, Father. Your word will never be void, Father God. And ask that you forgive us of anything we have done against your will, Father God. And if there are those out there who have not accepted you as their Lord and Savior, Father God, they have an opportunity right now, Father God, to come to know you through the teaching of your word, through the encouraging of your word, through, Father, the knowledge of your word, Father God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Father God, because we decree and declare that the evil plan of the enemy shall return to him, will turn around. And everything, God, that the enemy tries to take from us is given back 100-fold, and it will work out for our good. Hallelujah. Because every work of the devil against our progress shall turn around and work together to accelerate our progress in the name of Jesus. Every work of the devil against our finances, and that's where he tries to hit us, it'll turn around and work together to produce abundance in our finances. Oh, hallelujah. Every work of the devil against our breakthroughs. Father, and some of us are looking for breakthrough right now, Father. And I pray they don't give up hope, Father God, because it shall turn around and work together for our good, Lord. Our breakthrough is coming forth if we continue to trust in you with all our hearts and stop trying to figure this stuff out, but acknowledge you, Father God, for who you are and who we are in you. And, Father God, it will work out for our good. And every work of the devil against our joy. But, Lord, you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Satan tries to steal our joy. But we declare, the decree and declare today that it will turn around and work together to increase our joy, Father God. And every work of the devil against our destiny. For we know where we are going. And Satan knows where he's going, Lord. And right now, while he's roaming around as a roaring lion, Lord God, he is still under our feet. But if he's working against our destiny in the name of Jesus, it shall turn around and work together to fulfill our destiny in the Lord. And every work of the devil against our dreams, some people are dreaming, and God wants you to dream, and you think that dream will not materialize. But we thank God that when the devil interferes with our dreams and say that it cannot happen, it will turn around and work together to be fulfilled, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And every work against the devil trying to work against our home, that's where he tries to settle, right there in our home. But we decree and declare today that it will turn around and everything God has for us will work together to bring peace and joy in our home. So, Father, we just bless you. We thank you, Father, for all that you are doing. We thank you for the reminder, Father God, that our hope is in you. That blessed hope, Father God, is in you. And we walk according to the word of God that says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Help us to know. Help us continue to say that. We have what we say. Please stop saying, I hope that I do this. I hope. But it is in Christ that I know God is working it out for me in his timing. Because Paul asks that we believe in the good hope, the living hope of God, the living hope. Paul asks that the God of hope will fill these believers with all joy, peace in believing or as they trust in God. Hallelujah. So we thank you for this time together. And then you have a number that you can call in for prayer. And you also have scripture as you go to the word of God on healing, on health, on living a life of righteousness. It's all in the word of God. So we ask that you use your word as a weapon. Use your word as a sword, the sword of the Spirit. Use the word of God that will help you to come out of any situation that you find yourself in. So we thank you again for joining us. And I pray God's blessing over each one of your lives. And as you go through this day, I pray that God will order our footsteps. And not just order it, but delight in every step we take today. Because every step we take is trusting God to give us the answer to glorify him. We call upon him because we know he hears and he does answer our prayer. And this is our prayer today. You all be blessed, and I'll see you next Thursday. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Because of you. praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, in this moment, because of you, I wanna thank you and praise you. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc. Along with
Pastor Gladys Smith, we invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I tell God thank you because He is everything that we need Him to be, and I tell God thank you. He is our healer. He is the deliverer. He is the miracle worker. When we need a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus, and I tell God thank you. I thank God for being the God that regulates the mind. There are days that I have to tell God, I have the mind of Christ. I have to tell self, yes, I have the mind of Christ. You ever been going down the hall and when you get where you think you're going, you forget what you went for, but on your way back, you remember? I tell God thank you that there are times in our life when we walk away from God, we forget the one that we are serving. But when we walk back to Him, when we repent and give our heart to Him, oh, we remember who He is, that He is the Savior, that He is the Almighty God, that He is the God that looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for your Son, Jesus, and I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for being the God that is the forgiving God. Oh, Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that heals. I thank you for being the miracle worker. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that encamp your angels round about us, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name, I thank you for covering us with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, dear God. Thank you for watching over us on last night, dear God. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to wake up this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things, dear God. Oh, Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name, continue to reach out and draw them nigh unto you, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, everything that Satan have cast out, I ask that you call it back in your Son, Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you for all things, dear God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to continue to move in this day, dear God. Continue to do what you do best, be God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you let your word go forth, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, continue to humble us, God. Oh, Father God, continue to give us your strength. Continue to give us your mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless your ministries, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch right now, God. I speak your healing power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you guide the surgeon's hands, God. Oh, Father God, let them know that they can do nothing without you, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch in the name of Jesus. You see, God, and you know, God. Oh, Father God, continue to move, God. Give your heart and your mind, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things that you do, God. Father God, I bless you. I praise you. And I glorify you, dear God, just for being God, for it's in your Son, Jesus' name, that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God thank you for all things, great and small. I tell God thank you for being the God that watches over mankind. I thank God for being the God that when we can't see and we don't know, that he move according to his word, because the scriptures say, our ways are not his ways, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. And I am so glad of that, that he knows what's best for me, what's best for you, what's best for every man, woman, boy, or girl. And I tell God, thank you just for being God. Who wouldn't serve a God? I got an understanding now that all that I do for Christ, that he gets the glory, that he will reward not only me, but you and you and you. I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the healer, that when our bodies are going through, he can touch and he heals, and he is the one that works that miracle. I tell God, thank you. We thank God for each of you who have come to listen on today. And I speak God's blessings in your life as you have taken the time out of your schedule to come. I thank God for all that he is doing at Christian Life. We have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. I tell God, thank you for the move of the Holy Ghost in the house. I want to encourage you to walk in holiness. The word of God said, for I who have called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That's everything about us, our life, what we speak, how we act. It's everything about us. And I tell God, thank you. And on Tuesdays nights at 7 o'clock, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. On third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer at 12 o'clock. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. If you can't come out, go in prayer right where you are. Because one thing that I do know, that the prayers of the righteous reach our Heavenly Father. And if you are repentant and ask God for his forgiveness of your sins, yes, he will hear your prayer. And I tell God, thank you for all things. On April the 17th, 18th, and 19th, Christian Life will be having our spring revival. We invite you to come out and go into worship with us. Our service begins at 7 o'clock p.m. And on Wednesday night, the 17th, Co-Pastor Ricky Battle from St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church will be coming to bring the word to open up our revival. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us. If you can't come, go and worship in prayer where you are. And on the 18th and 19th, that's Thursday and Friday, Pastor Alan Gardner, the pastor of his Redeemed Church of Christ, will be coming to bring the word of God. Both are powerful men of God. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us, because we need to be revived. And that's what revival is for. And as you come seeking God and seeking and expecting a move of God, he will do exactly what he said he would do. I tell God, thank you, and invite you to continue to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 to 1:30 p.m., and on the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin come to join us to bring forth the word. We invite you to listen in. He's a powerful man of God. We thank God for his coming on board and on the second and fourth Tuesdays. And if there just so happened to be a fifth Tuesday, join yours truly as I come to give the word. And on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. Because one thing that I do know, that in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. The same was in the beginning. And it's the word that keeps us. You're going to find in this life that there are days that you have to speak the word to yourself. And because you have the anointing and the Holy Ghost of God living on the inside, when you speak that word, it will be manifested. It will take place. And I tell God, thank you just for being God. We coming back today, we've been talking about the fruit
of the Spirit. And I tell you, God, thank you, that as we have been studying the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, it said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I thank God for the fruit of the Spirit, because without that, we don't have a relationship without God. We've already said that when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we know that that's the result of the Holy Spirit presence in our life. It ain't your doing, but it's the presence of the Holy Spirit. We can talk this journey. We can be hearers, but the word of God let us know that we got to be doers. And when we are doers of the word, we are living that word each and every day. And as we live that word and we trust God and we are obedient to God and we do what he said to do, the Holy Spirit resides on the inside. He's present in our life. And I tell God, thank you, that if you truly, truly, truly believe in Jesus Christ, not stuff, but Jesus Christ, the fruit of the Spirit resides on the inside. And I've already told you, you can't have one or two pieces. But when you have the fruit of the Spirit, you have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. You have all. You can't just have one or two, because it's the fruit, F-R-U-I-T, of the Spirit, and not F-R-U-I-T-S. And I use the analogy, when you do a bowl of fruit in the physical, when you go to the store and you buy different kinds, and you place it in the bowl, you have a choice to go and pick out what you want to eat. You might get an apple, might get a pear, might get an orange. But with the fruit of the Spirit, and you are living for God, you don't just have one piece. You can't choose one over the other. But because you believe in God, Son Jesus, and you're being obedient to his word, you have all that the word of God calls for. And I tell God, thank you, that as you allow the Spirit of God to direct you and to lead and to guide you, and as you allow the Holy Ghost of God to destroy the power of sin in your life, not the big five and you holding on to the little five, but the Holy Ghost has to destroy all sin. You can't justify sin. But one thing that I do know, when you sell out to God, you have the fruit of the Spirit residing on the inside. As we come back on today to continue talking about what's in the fruit of the Spirit, we're talking about gentleness. And I tell God, thank you, when we look at gentleness, we're looking at not wanting to hurt someone. I give him or her pain, and I tell God, thank you. You're going to find that when you're walking in gentleness, that everything else that's in the fruit is right there with it. And I tell God, thank you. When we look at gentleness, gentleness sometimes is associated with kindness. When we look at gentleness, we see the characteristics that lead God to provide salvation for us. I tell God, thank you, that as we live with God, God, I thank you, and we serve him, and we have that characteristics of gentleness. Gentleness don't make us small and insignificant. But as we have the fruit of the Spirit, of the pieces that we must have. When we look at the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, it's talking about tender concern for others. It's about uprightness, yes, not walking in sin. It's about the kindness of the heart and the kindness of the things that we do. I tell God, thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, because as we serve him, and we're walking in righteousness, the righteousness of God, we have gentleness in our heart. I tell God, thank you. If we look at Titus 3, verses 4 and 5, the word of God said, but after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. I tell God, thank you, that as we serve God, as we have been baptized with the Holy Spirit, our spirits is renewed. And as our spirits are renewed, Satan no longer resides on the inside, but the Holy Ghost of God resides on the inside. And because he resides on the inside of our hearts, he is the one that produces the fruit of the Spirit. And I tell God, thank you. And as we show kindness, that's a characteristic of God. And it shows the love of God, that he is our Savior, and that as he is our Savior, it's not because we've done anything that's big and bad. It's not by works, but it's because of God, his mercy, that he saved us, that he drew us out of sin and drew us unto him. I tell God, thank you for the washing and the regeneration and for renewing us. I tell God, thank you, when the old man dies, we become a new creature in him. And I tell God, thank you, when we look at regeneration, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Yes, in the life of the believer. But you truly got to believe. You can't believe sometimes and not believe the other times. I tell God, thank you. When you're born again, yes, 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 that's when the regeneration work of God take place. And we don't go into our mother's womb the second time, but we are born of God. And I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost. When we serve God and we become new creatures, the old man has passed away, and the holiness of God resides on the inside. The word of God said, for I who have called you is holy. Be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And he's not just telling us to talk it, but this is a life that we got to live. As we walk in gentleness, which is kindness, the word of God let us know that gentleness or kindness leads God to give us green pastures, quiet waters, and the restoration of our souls when we are weary. I tell God, thank you. If we look at Psalms 23, verses 2 and 3, I tell God, thank you for the word. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I tell God, thank you for the word of God. for the 23rd Psalms, that as God comes and we're going through different things sometime, and the word of God said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's a place of peace. I tell God, thank you. When the shepherd takes care of his sheep, he nurture them, he love them, he care for them, and the sheep can depend on the shepherd. The sheep know that they can go to the shepherd, and the shepherd would nurture them. The shepherd would stand by them. The shepherd will lead and guide them in the path of righteousness. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, because as he came, he led us back to the Father. And I tell God, thank you. As Jesus came and came on behalf of his Father, God is tender. He gives us care. When nobody else cares, he let us know that we can cast all of our cares upon him, and that as we cast our cares upon him, he do it because he careth for us, and that he will work things out according to his will and his way. And I tell God, thank you, that as we cast our cares upon him, he draw us closer to him because we trust him. And I tell God, thank you, as we look at gentleness, I tell God, thank you. Why? Because we have concern. God is concerned about our souls. I tell God, thank you. As we serve God and we live in holiness and the Holy Ghost lives on the inside, gentleness, which is kindness, through Jesus, he helps us to stop that sin that we were doing when we wouldn't help nobody else. Because that gentleness lives on the inside, it gives us that heart to help others. It gives us that heart to share the word of God. It gives us the heart to provide for others. It gives us the heart to want to be there for others. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that as we are there for others, we are doing what God's son Jesus did. And I tell God, thank you. You ever been going through and you look around for people, but there's no one there? But one thing that I know is I can go to my heavenly Father and he will come to my rescue. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. When we show kindness to others, we put ourselves on the back burner and we go and help others. If we look at Mark 6:34, it say, and Jesus, when he came and saw much people, he was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. He began to teach them many things. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, how he began to teach. And not only do he teach, but we as sons of God, we must teach the word of God. And we must live the word of God. As Jesus did, he came to our rescue. You're going to find there are days that because you have a caring heart, a heart of gentleness, a heart of kindness, that you're going to go to the rescue of others. As we look at Mark 7, I tell God, thank you. Verse 29, and the word of God says, he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the evil is gone out of thy daughter. I tell God, thank you. As we look at the word of God, I tell God, thank you, because God is a sympathetic God. He loves us. He don't condone sin. No, he don't. He don't agree with sin. No, he don't. But when there is a need, and we see this woman whose daughter was sick, I tell God, thank you, how because of her faith, he moved on her behalf. She's standing in the gap for her daughter. I thank God for his son Jesus being one that showed gentleness. When we were yet sinners, he gave us gentleness because he could have extended his wrath, but he didn't. He drew us near to him. I tell God thank you for gentleness. And listen to this, it's saying kindness leads the good shepherd to rescue us when we stray. When we walk away from him, he give us gentleness. He give us kindness. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, loving so much. One last scripture, Luke 15, verses 3-7. It said, and he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doeth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he have found it, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. If there are those that are lost, I tell God thank you for his loving us as a shepherd, that when we was lost and we repented, he came to our rescue. I tell God thank you. We were all sinners saved by grace. I tell God thank you that as we repent and go to God with our whole hearts, then the gift of the Holy Spirit will reside on the inside. I tell God thank you because I want man to get an understanding that when the Holy Ghost resides on the inside, you do have the fruit of the Spirit. And you must allow God to purge and cleanse your temple, your heart. You got to let all sin go in order for the Holy Ghost to reside on the inside, because the Holy Spirit is a part of the triune. And as he is, and we rejoice for every person that give their life to him. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Continue to serve God with your whole heart. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned
NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Teach it, brother.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
Right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
Jesus called himself
yes.
the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me, you that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right. We're
talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts how I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher
amen.
Who's a Mason,
that's right.
You got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot, overthink a lot. That hurts you. Uh-huh.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say. Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time. God.
Hurt me.
Tri-City and my background. Say it again, hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right, Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself? From your overthinking. All right, this is it. I'm gonna let you take it out, LeAndrea. Go ahead and talk.
Myself a little fight. sometimes of all the tension that's in this world. But I know you got all power in your hand. Won't you come on and give us a helping hand? Find myself down on my knees, asking the Lord, please hear my plea. Bless this world, my Lord, and teach the world, my Lord. Come on,
have mercy, Jesus.
Have mercy,
Lord.
Please, Father.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Have mercy,
Lord.
Separate the right from the wrong. Then he told us to try Jesus. My love. when I think about Reverend Willingham. Some of y'all done forgot about how he used to sing in New York. Some of y'all done forgot about my brother from Jackson, Mississippi, Willie Banks. He said, God is still in charge of my life. We can look around and the day is gone. Can I get a witness? And one day, y'all gonna look for Slim. I'm gonna take Wayne. You and Melvin, come here quick. Bring Mr. Joe LeGun with you. Oh, y'all don't want to hear this. But I'm thinking about their lost loved one. The young man that sang, Jesus keep me near the cross. With the Mississippi Mass Choir. Frank William went down to Savannah, Georgia to sing his last song. He told the preacher in the choir, he said, last night I couldn't sleep. He said, I had to get up and read my Bible all night and talk to God. But that lets you know one thing, that God won't let nothing slip upon his people. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Yeah. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Can I get a witness? The next morning, Frank went to the airport. Get ready to go back to Jackson. But it's a strange thing to me when he got to the airport. There was a train waiting for him there. He looked at the airplane. He looked at the train. He said, if I take the plane, well, I got to go back to Jackson. And I'll see trouble there. But you know what he did? He stepped on that train. He went on to live with God.
I think about another man who was my idol. I remember Tommy Watkins Sr. That's my friend.